Pardon? I learned that because Simon went there this week. I also learned 4 more bars of a piano piece that I've been learning to play, which is arguably too hard for me. I learned that 48% phone battery is not enough to get me around a 5K, which isn't a terrible tragedy, but is unfortunate to learn when you're using your phone as a torch on an unlit and potholy path. And finally, I learned that my company is going to make working in the office compulsory for 2 days a week from November, which is extremely annoying to me. So, perhaps from all of these examples, you can see that we're all learning things all of the time. Sometimes to correct some of our mistakes or things that have gone wrong, sometimes because we're interested in different places and different people, and sometimes because things happen to us that are either good or bad, but that we couldn't control. And sometimes the things that we learn are good and exciting, and sometimes they're a bit worrying or a bit sad, but it's important for us to learn them anyway. Okay, so now that we've got you all thinking about learning, I wondered if we could apply that same question to church life. So what would you say if I asked you, what have you learned about God this week, anybody? Edmund says he doesn't know. Actually, a lot fewer answers in the congregation as well. What have you learned about Wesley Mem and its community this week? Oh, someone's just waving their hand. She's learned that people are really looked after here and the community here is really caring. Is that great? So that's a good thing to learn. And finally, what have you all learnt about yourselves and your own faith this week? You don't have to answer that if you don't want to. I think for many of us, those questions are actually harder to answer, and they're maybe the kind of things that we don't think about too much in the way that we think about other learning. But as you can see from our calling banner behind us and from the service that we're going to be thinking about today, learning about God, about our community, and ourselves is actually a fundamental part of the Methodist calling. And I think it's fundamental as well to being successful in our mission to spread the good news of God's love in action. So in our different ways, this morning, we're all going to be learning more about God and each other. And hopefully, we're also going to have some fun. For now, though, let's pray. Loving Lord, we come before you ready to praise, worship, and learn. We know already about so many marvelous things that you have given us. Our friends and family, our homes and pets, tasty food to eat, and fun things to do. You have made a world that is full of amazing things for us to explore and enjoy. Great lakes and rivers, shining stars and planets, music to play and listen to, and art to look at and enjoy. You are present in each part of your creation and in every moment that we live through. And we praise you for your boundless creativity and love. We praise you too for all the things you have done for us that we don't yet know about and all the things that we have still to learn. The places we haven't visited, the people we haven't met, the help we haven't offered, and the love we haven't shared. We ask you today that you would teach us more about you and your world, and help us to be constantly learning more and more about you, so that we can praise you more fully today and every day. Amen. So our next song helps us think about more of the things that we might learn from God this morning and in our lives. It's number 477 in the Orange Book, or the words will be on the screen. It's Teach Me to Dance. So it's time now for the younger people to leave us. I think that's actually just these three down here. So we say to them, the Lord be with you. You get out with one sock, Humphrey. Right, so as we've been talking about already, the theme of this service is learning and mission. And as those of you who are educators, or even those of you who have been educated will know, there are many different ways of facilitating learning, just one of which is the traditional sermon or lecture. In fact, a lot of research shows that sitting passively listening to something and taking no active part in the learning experience is actually one of the least effective ways to learn something. So we're not going to do that today. Instead, we're going to do a workshop church and hopefully learn from each other. So those of you who are here in the sanctuary together will have seen several pieces of white paper on the pillars. There's four on the pillars and one on the back wall with questions for you to answer about learning and mission. We're going to spend the next 25 minutes or so answering those questions in groups. Zoom people, I haven't forgotten about you, but I will come back to you in a minute. For the sanctuary people, for the first 10 minutes, I'd like you just to go to the nearest piece of paper to you and start sharing your ideas with the people around you, either by talking to them or just by writing your thoughts up on the piece of paper, or ideally, both. After 10 minutes or so, I will call time and you can either move to a different piece of paper or you can stay where you are if you're having a particularly interesting discussion. After another 10 minutes, I'll call time for summing up, and I'd like one person from each group to bring their piece of paper forwards to the front. Whilst we're doing that, the choir are going to sing an anthem for us to think about as well. You don't have to share anything when you bring the piece of paper up to the front, but if there is something particularly interesting or profound that you've come up with, then I'm sure we'd all love to hear it. If not, we'll take the pieces of paper into coffee and you can continue looking at other groups' work whilst we're there. Zoom people, you're going to be doing exactly the same thing, but you won't have the ability to switch groups, so I hope that you like the people who are online this morning. You will also have the option of two questions. I've set up an online whiteboard for you to use, which I think John is in charge of and is going to show you. But you may find it easier just to post comments in the chat or nominate someone to do create a Word doc or something. That's fine, whatever works for you to collate your ideas. Just like the in real life people, you can switch questions after 10 minutes or so or carry on with the first one if it feels like a good conversation to be having. At the end, we're going to try and project the results on the screen behind us in the sanctuary. Janet seems to think that's going to be possible, so that's great. But again, if that's not possible, don't worry too much. So I am going to be wandering around the sanctuary and joining in and answering any questions you may have. Okay, has everyone got that? I'm not seeing a lot of nods. I'm seeing one nod, so Jenny's going to explain it to the rest of you. Good. Okay, I think in that case, it might be advisable to have a short prayer before we start. Heavenly Father, let the words of all our mouths and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. All right, let's start you moving about. I hope. We come to a time of prayers for the world and for ourselves. So let us pray. Lord God, we come to you today remembering so many problems and difficulties in your world. We think of the economic uncertainty which has racked our country this week, and we pray for all those who are worried about keeping a roof over their heads, paying for heat this winter, and food for their families. We pray that you will be with our leaders and help them to make decisions which benefit the poorest amongst us rather than the richest. We pray for those who have been affected and continue to be affected by the floods in Pakistan and hurricane in Florida. We pray for all those whose homes have been damaged or destroyed and who are having to pick up the pieces in a difficult time. We pray that you will be with them and with those who are trying to help them. We pray that you'll make those efforts fruitful. We pray for the people of Ukraine and the people of Russia. We pray that war will end and that people's countries will be returned to them. We pray for those who are forced into fighting through no choice of their own. We pray that your spirit of peace will be with all of them, and particularly with their leaders. We pray for those who are sick or bereaved, people who are not able to have faith in their own bodies and who do not know what the future holds. We pray that no matter what happens, they will know your healing love. We pray for our community here in Oxford, and we think especially of those students who are moving in this morning. We pray for each of them as they start their studies that they will be a time of growth for themselves and in their knowledge of you in any way possible. We pray for the others in our community who may not be in such a lucky position, for those who are struggling to find a home or a warm bed to sleep in. We pray that you will show us how we can be a part of our community and a source of strength for it. We pray for our church, for each person here, that we may all grow in knowledge and love of you, that we may learn how to serve you better and to serve our community more. And we pray that you will be in everything we do. We pray for our own knowledge of you. We pray that we would grow to know you better and to know more of your blessings. We pray that you would challenge us in what we think we know of you and help us to be open-minded to the many ways that you can surprise us. We know that we ask a lot of you in these prayers, O Lord, but we pray that you will also ask a lot of us and that we will be able to respond to that call. In your name we ask it. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever. Amen. And we finish our worship today with song number 516 in the Red Book. What shall I do, my God, to love? Let us go back out into the world, and let us pray that every breath will be praise and that each heart here will be filled with God. We pray that our hearts would overflow with love and all our lives show God's glory. Amen.